This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The obvious setup for our last piece today is what a long, strange trip it's been. This is the last summer that Dead and Company, the follow-on band, if you will, to the Grateful Dead, is going to be touring. And with an end to that roadshow may also come an end to Shakedown Street, the flea market slash tailgating party that happens out in the parking lot of each Dead and Company concert venue. And it turns out, as KQED's Izzy Bloom reports, the Deadheads and the vendors that cater to them are kind of a mini-economy all of their own.
In the hours before Dead and Company's San Francisco concert, there's a big crowd at Shakedown Street. Vendors in pop-up tents line the parking lot.
I have hand-drawn stickers, patches, posters.
And all kinds of formal and informal sales take place here. There's somebody trying to trade a joint for a hot dog.
Hot dog, guys! Bacon! Bacon! No reportera!
Several people wander the crowd, offering balloons filled with nitrous oxide. Vendors offer cool beverages, grilled cheese sandwiches, synthetic flower crowns, and thigh-high tie-dye socks. Outside one pop-up tent, Brian Platsky lounges in a lawn chair. He's been a Shakedown Street vendor for 38 years, and now sells Deadhead t-shirts. This is his full-time job, but he doesn't quite see it as work.
It's the opposite of working. Here's the difference. You guys go on vacation and leave your home. I go on vacation, go to work.
Platsky dropped out of high school at 15 to follow the band on tour. After a few years of vending, he says he started making a solid income.
This is just like a microcosm of a little society where money's generated. People have similar beliefs of the music, whatever the case is, but they conglomerate to sell their wares, share their times, and move on.
That rings true for another vendor named Erin Cadigan. She remembers going to her first show back in the 80s. She had a shaved head and wore combat boots.
I walked onto that first parking lot and was like, oh my God, there's an entire society of adults that seem to be functioning in space in exactly the way that I want to, and this is what I'm doing with my life.
Cadigan started selling art and traveling with the band. She even met her husband at Shakedown Street, and she now offers tarot card readings. Cadigan interprets a card for one would-be concert-goer who doesn't have a ticket. And tonight's show is sold out.
This is creative manifestation. Whatever is manifesting in your life that you want to do, the time is now. Just go for it. Like, boom.
So you think I'm going to get into the show tonight?
Absolutely. Nice. Yes. Go. Why are you standing here? Go get a ticket.
This vendor community persisted even after lead singer Jerry Garcia died in 1995. When the latest offshoot Dead & Company formed, Joshua Hutcherson became a fan. Now he's a vendor, too.
We are selling crystals, we are selling stickers, we're selling pins, we're selling beer and mixed drinks.
What are you making right now?
Right now I'm making a margarita for this sweet lady right here.
The lady takes a sip of her margarita and ambles away into the crowd. Grateful Dead Productions has fostered this fan-driven economy. In exchange for royalties, it provides vendors with the right to use the band's iconography, like the Dancing Bears and Steal Your Face Skull. Some vendors deal in small stuff to pay for food and gas, but others make this their entire career, like Brian Platsky, the t-shirt guy.
The Grateful Dead's the ultimate American freedom band. It never goes away. People want the freedom. They want to go celebrate that concept.
Even though Dead & Company says this is the final tour, Platsky is confident that demand for the band's merchandise and what it represents is here to stay. In San Francisco, I'm Izzy Bloom for Marketplace.